Didn't Paul say somewhere else in his writings that the care of all the churches? So there is a place where care comes in. How does that relate to what he's saying here about not being anxious? Because he was burdened. There was a burden on his heart.
I think. Go ahead, brother. You're older.
That's what you think. I'll hear you, because you have the thought, so continue on.
I was just going to say, Brother Sam, that I think that care is one thing. Concern and care are one thing. And we ought to be care. And we ought to have care, and we ought to have concern. And that's our responsibility as stewards of what God has given us. But it's the anxiousness that robs us. And what we do when we're anxious is we displace God. We displace Christ. And we put ourselves in his place and try to figure out how it is and that we can solve these difficulties. So I think on the one hand, care and concern are very, very fitting. But worry is something totally different.
Without trying to split hairs, it is the same word for care in 2 Corinthians as in Philippians 4, but I think the distinction is there's care and then there's being careful, or there's concern and then there's being burdened by concern, and being that's it becomes our character, so that it's rightly placed in 2 Corinthians 11, but it overwhelms us in Philippians 4.
Let's be very practical. I mean, we all have family, we have situations that we may have some concerns about, right? We all, let's be honest, we all do. So when I read this in Philippians, he says, be anxious for nothing. I mean, nothing, but in everything. So I get that, you know, I'm not to be anxious about anything, but I'm to pray about everything. And then he takes over. That's what it seems like to me. And we also didn't mention the difference between, what's the difference between prayer and supplication? Because he's saying it here, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. So the three things that are said inside there, prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all. In other words, sometimes you go through issues where, naturally speaking, we would naturally feel anxious, but God himself gives you a peace that you don't read. This is, you know, you don't understand how you just don't feel anxious. I'm sure we've experienced that too in our own lives. But oftentimes we do feel the anxiety. And that's it's a real, practical, very important issue that we deal with.
And maybe just to underline again, and I don't want to dwell much in Philippians chapter 4, Brother Brian, you want to take us to Colossians. But just to link that whole idea, and I think the beauty about the epistle, when the Spirit of God writes, you just link, everything is linked together. Before he said, be anxious, he said, the Lord is at hand. Mm. The Lord is near. It's really not near that he's coming soon, really. He's at hand. He's at your elbow, actually. That's what it means. He's at your elbow. Now, let me give you a practical illustration, because my mind always just understands things this way. If you go into a foreign country, now I'm talking about the anxiety here. Let's say Russia, where nobody, maybe, I don't know, let's say just Russia, where nobody could speak Russian. And you're going there in the airport. You know nothing. You can't read the sign. You cannot read anything. That's an anxiety. That is there. It is present. It's true. It's circumstances. Okay? Now, if you know why you're going to land there, there will be somebody waiting for you who could speak your language and who could read the sign, or who's going to take you by your elbow. He's at your elbow and take you there. Now, the fear is there. The anxiety is there. It's all there. But now, the Lord is at your elbow. He is with you. And the difference is this. There are care. But now I take it for myself. I'm not going to try to figure out to read the Russian sign. I'm not going to try to figure out to speak to anybody, because I can't. So what I will do now, I will take it and hand it to somebody. That is really the difference between let this anxiety rule me and hand it over to him. And that's where prayer comes in. So, you know what? There are things that are really true. It is, we are in a foreign land. We don't understand the language. They don't understand ours either. We don't know how to navigate. But you know what? The Lord's at my elbow. He's holding me. And as I walk through this scene, I just care, you know, what is that saying? What does that mean? Where should I turn? I just keep asking him. And that brings the relationship. I think this is really what it means here, and the difference between caring and anxiety. And just let him take control. Don't take control because you don't know how to navigate.
I would like to, but I think that's our next study. So I'm not going to really, I just refer to it, but from verse 8, in verse 8 and 9, we have another thing in this context, which I think is well for us to remember and to develop. I'll add only to the present discussion for our chapter, take us back to, again, we want to know just how to handle this. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. We don't find him ever being anxious, but he was very concerned, very much involved, very often in sorrow because of the unbelief that was there. It was very painful for him to see the unbelief among the people that he loved. What did it do? It set him in motion to serve, ministering to those needs, feeding the 5,000. They were a sheep that had no shepherd, had no food. So he gets to work and ministers to them need. And I think when in a collective way, I thought of this and tried to apply it. Every need that arises amongst the people of God, there must be an answer in Scripture. You see, what does the Lord have to say? What would he do? How would he answer this before I attempt to give an answer? But not my cares will never remove it, will never help in the situation, in such situations. But then I just repeat, the Lord was never anxious, but there was none that was as careful, as concerned, but who was also able to do something about it.
Brother Sam, you asked the question, the difference between prayer and supplication. I think prayer is a general term of falling on our knees and beseeching the Lord. Prayer takes me to my knees. Supplication is more specific. It's more begging. It's more being very specific before the Lord. We might say prayer takes me to my knees while supplication takes me to my face. And then thanksgiving causes me to lift up, to remember all the ways the Lord has been faithful, and to remember that the Lord deserves my praise because of his faithfulness, and it causes me to lift my eyes up and to give him thanks. So prayer causes me to fall on my knees. Supplication causes me to fall on my face. And thanksgiving causes me to lift up my voice and look to the Lord.
Brethren, I think our time is gone for this session. I apologize. We can get back to Philippians. Yeah, we got a short break.